Hi, my name is Derek Carrier.
My name is Jason Kelsey.
My name is Jordan Poyer.
My name is Ifani Moma.
My name is Chris Pope.
My name is Earl Wolf.
And this is my journey.
Every season brings change, anticipation, and the opportunity for a group of young men to fulfill a lifelong dream. They've traveled different roads to reach this place, but their paths have crossed here. At the intersection of Broad and Patterson, these men will come together as a team, all the while competing as individuals for 53 coveted roster spots. This is their journey.
All the jitters are going away.
I feel like I played really well.
I think for the most part it went very well.
I made the most out of the opportunities I had.
You know, I was able to just play football.
Second preseason game generally goes smoother for the offense because you eliminate a lot of those communication errors, eliminate first game jitters that guys kind of have, especially the younger guys.
I think as a team we made strides in every aspect of the game.
I feel like we improved a lot.
It's just night and day from the first game to the second game.
Definitely everything's getting, you know, more familiar. The game's starting to slow down. I'm starting to get, you know, the feel for going against someone else, you know, opposing defenses, and you know, just being in the stadium, especially in the home crowd and in the under lights, we're just, you know, just getting used to that feeling, so all the jitters are going away.
I think we took a big jump just to get those cobwebs out and the rust out with the first game, especially with the rookies. And coming into the second game, you know, you get more comfortable. So I think we you know, took a step forward with the second preseason game.
Hotel life, you know, been in there for a while.
When I'm done here, you know, I just want to lay down and rest, you know, get on the shuttle. You know, some guys have a car to go back to the hotel.
It's kind of boring over there, and, you know, being alone, not having a roommate over there, it's a good thing to have a roommate because, you know, you get to do your own thing and, you know, have your own space, but also you kind of think a lot and get, you know, different things cross your mind because, you're, you know, when you have free time, you're just by yourself thinking.
Now sometimes, you know, even though, you know, me and Jake Knott are real, real tight, you know, sometimes you'd be like, man, sometimes I just wish I was here by myself, you know, because it's always good to have some time to yourself.
You know, I watch football when it's on. We get the iPad, so I'm watching film of the practice prior to the day or the game. You know, talk to family, you know, talk to my girlfriend, and basically just relax. I know it's all going to come back again the next day, try to get as much rest as I can.
So this past week, we named Michael Vick the starting quarterback. Naming him the starter, now as an offense, we can start to build that continuity even more with him. Even though we've had a lot of reps up to this point with Mike, now that it's solely him, it allows us to kind of hone in a little bit more on the finer details of communication with one person back there being the starter.
I think after two games, you know, I'm right on the cusp of making the team. Things I need to work on, obviously, keep pursuing that and just continuing to get better every game.
I feel like I have a pretty strong chance, actually. You know, I've been doing really well on special teams. Right now, you know, special teams is, you know, very important. I feel like I'm doing a lot more than they thought I could, you know, as a rookie.
You know, I feel like, you know, I made it, you know, I can contribute and, you know, they see that, but you know, I just got to stay consistent and just keep getting better and just, you know, not become complacent. Because the day you become complacent, that someone, you know, someone else is getting better than you, and, you know, you're going to take your job.
I feel comfortable. I'm not worried as far as cuts or anything like that. If I do get cut this, the first round, then so be it. But I feel pretty comfortable. And I think I just have to keep working and leave it up to the coaches and see what happens.
You know, it's hard. It's hard to feel where you stand right now, especially for me being a rookie, you know, a seventh-round draft pick. You know, it's hard to get a feel of, you know, where you stand. And I feel like these next few games, you know, this week, you know, I'm looking forward to this weekend down in Jacksonville. And I think it's going to be a big step for me, you know, whether I'm making this team or not. And so I need to be as prepared as I can be and just be ready to go out there, fly around and play, you know, like I always have been.
The good part about it is it pushes you to become a better player overall, whether it's on the field or off the field with film study and stuff like that.
I'm trying to just control what I can control and let everything play out for itself. You know, I love it here. I love it in Philadelphia. I love this team. You know, and I'm trying my hardest. I'm working my hardest to make this team. But at the end of the day, I know it is a business. And, you know, if they feel they need to let me go, they will. And if they feel that they want to keep me, you know, they're going to get a really good football player.